Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. I want to welcome you to episode 303 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Holidays. It's, we're looking for the good. You know, I'm looking for the good. It's Christmas time. Unfortunately, from our friends in the UK, they have a new variant of the coronavirus spreading and they've had to shut down. I have a friend over there. He runs a boxing gym, said that had to be shut down. Everything's being shut down again, travel and so on. Hopefully, we'll probably get the new strain, right? Everything's global now, but I'm trying to be positive. We got the vaccine. I have a friend who was vaccinated. He's a doctor and he's doing fine. I'm going to talk more about that later. It's Christmas. Eat. Yeah. Listen, you got to get your takeout orders in. Order early. I already ordered mine. I ain't messing around. Yeah, because you don't wait till the last minute. I'm telling you, get your food ready. Christmas, we'll try to unplug. We may have the Zoom meeting. You may have to teach grandma how to unmute, but you can do that. It's Christmas. It's the holidays. Enjoy yourself, okay? The NBA season starts on Christmas Day. They're traveling again. This may be our only COVID-free day of the season. So let's enjoy that. There's looking for the good. Looking for the good. Hey, how about that stimulus check, huh? $600 coming. You got nothing to worry about. Your problems are solved. I know it didn't take me 5 minutes to get into it, but what am I going to do? This is the world we live in. So as we all know, the Republicans in the Senate and the Democrats in Congress pretended to come to an agreement. And I say pretended to come to an agreement because they both said they won and this agreement is not a winner for anyone. But to the everyman, I guess the big number is everyone's supposed to get a $600 check. Just to put that in perspective, the average rent in Los Angeles is $2,375. And that's for an apartment that would normally be sized. And I don't even know how you figure this out. They're like bigger than a one bedroom, smaller than a two bedroom. So just say it's a, you know, even if it's a two bedroom, say $2,375. Now you're like, well, LA's ridiculous, expensive, cost a fortune to have all that good weather. Monday, I was on my motorcycle. It was 84 degrees. It's a beautiful thing. But that costs money. Costs money to get 84 degree motorcycle riding weather on the winter solstice. So what about middle America? How about Des Moines? How middle America can you get? Des Moines, Iowa. Average rent? $913. Still doesn't quite cover it. Well, let's go to the red states. Let's go to the red. How about Tulsa, Oklahoma? Now, I got a friend who lives there. They told me how much it costs to buy a house. I thought they were talking about the down payment on a house. Cost of living in Tulsa is low. But average rent, $746. So you can't even live in the red states on this $600. On Twitter, which when you get past the anger, there's always some good on Twitter, funny, smart, etc. He did the math. I can't give you the exact numbers, but I will tell you that there's a little over 300 million people in the United States. So if every one of us got a $600 check, if every American citizen got a $600 check, that would come to 180 some odd billion. So that only leaves 700 billion or so unaccounted for. Now, we know where that 700 billion's going. Now, some of it, you know how they do these bills. They add in pork, it's what they call it. And they add in a bunch of stuff they want to do. So there is budgeting in there for the military, and there's budgeting in there for foreign aid, and there's budget. But we know a lot of that money, a lot more of this money than you're going to see, is going to corporations and their friends. For example, Joel Osteen getting his church is getting a check for $4 million. And that will be tax-free because it's a church. Now, you know Joel Osteen, he's doing all right. Look online for a picture of Joel Osteen's house. It's a compound. He's doing all right, but he'll get $4 million. So you don't have to worry about him. He's going to be okay. And there's going to be a lot of that. We're going to hear about more of it. Trump, this is like amazing. Trump is saying he might veto the bill because of all the excess spending in it, which I don't even know what to say. But, you know, he almost got it right. This is how people show you who they are, right? Like, what did Maya Angelou say? If someone shows you who they are, if someone tells you who they are, listen. Trump almost got through it without throwing in some racist crap, but then he had to get that in. So he was talking about the stimulus bill and saying that Americans are going to get $600 and it's not enough. Then out of his ass, he pulls out these things, but an illegal immigrant can get $1,800 for their family. Now, that's bullshit. What it is that if you are an American citizen and you have an undocumented spouse, which I had a friend who went through this, there's a period between like your green card and your citizenship. Like when you get married, there's this gray period that you're like his wife, for example, couldn't travel with him. He was a comic. She couldn't go to the airport with him because she didn't have any ID because she was between her home country and America. But anyway, so if you're an American citizen, you have an undocumented spouse and you're eligible for this stimulus, you can get the $1,200. You get $600 each because it's your family. And then if you add a kid, I guess you get $1,800. So that's where Trump pulled this out. But as Trump should know, if you're an immigrant and you marry an American citizen, you become a citizen. Right, Melania? Like I said, he couldn't avoid throwing in just a touch of racism. It's what he does, and there it is. Not going to argue the things Trump came up with this week about martial law and all that, because that's all just so utterly ridiculous. Trust me, the military's not going to back him. But you know, they like, and he's encouraging protests in D.C., wild protests on January 6th, the final date, which they'll make Biden the president and all that. Yeah, all that, blah, blah, blah. I'm not going to touch that. But I do want to talk about this because, you know, the Republicans have been shouting voter fraud since before the election. They planned on losing. They started planting the seeds. They're doing everything to make people question the validity of our election and so on. And, you know, you want to look for some voter fraud? You want to ask some questions? How about we look at the turtle? Mitch McConnell. Now, remember, the Republicans, and I've said this all the time, what they accuse you of doing is what they're doing. And that's how they get away with it, by accusing you. Now you're spending all your time defending yourself from some ridiculous accusations, and you don't even catch the bullshit they're pulling. So here's, you want to look for some, you want to investigate something? Let's look at Kentucky. Because there's really some questionable things about how Mitch McConnell got reelected, how he won. McConnell racked up huge leads in traditionally Democratic strongholds, including counties he'd never before carried. Counties that had never been Republican, suddenly going Republican. There were wide, unexplained discrepancies between the vote counts for presidential candidates and down ballot candidates. In other words, people are voting for a Republican for president and then Democrats all the way down, or they vote for a Democrat for president, and then suddenly they vote for Republicans. But here's the crazy one. This is the one that, again, flip it and imagine this were Republican. This is the thing. In Kentucky, significant anomalies exist in the voter records. 40% of the state's counties, 40%, 40%, almost half of the state's counties carry more voters on their rolls than voting age citizens. Think about that. More voters on their rolls than voting age citizens. Now, what do they always accuse the Democrats of doing? Having dead people vote? Now, I'm not saying that having dead people vote in Kentucky. I'm just saying, imagine if 40% of, pick a city or a state, any state, and imagine if 40% of the counties in that state had more voters than they do people of voting age, and they had voted for Biden, Republicans would be losing their minds. But this is what happened. Now, what's also entertaining are the explanations for this. There's really no explanation for the excess of voters, how you have more voters than you have voting age citizens. No explanation for that. But an example, Breathitt County has 9,508 registered Democrats, 1,599 registered Republicans. Okay, 9,500 Democrats, 1,600 Republicans. But Amy McGrath, the Democrat, only got 1,652 votes. McConnell got 3,738 votes, 67% to 29% for McConnell. 67% for McConnell, 29% for McGrath. So what they're saying is in a county that has 9,500 Democrats, only 1,652 of them went down and voted for McGrath. And even though there were only 1,600 Republicans, over twice that many people voted for McConnell. And you want to talk about fraud? So what they're saying, what McConnell says is, well, these are, you know, Southern Democrats that never change a party. In other words, we all know back in the 60s, the parties switched identities, right? The racists left the Southern Democrats and went to the Republicans. It was part of the whole Nixon strategy. And we know that the white party has been the Republicans for the last 50 years. But somehow, word didn't get to Breathitt County. So they're still registering as Democrats, and then they're all going down and voting Republican. Yeah, because they don't have AM radios, and they've never heard Rush Limbaugh or Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity attacking the Democrats. No, they just go down and register Democrat because, you know, why the hell not? I'm sorry. This is supposed to be the Christmas episode. We're supposed to be happy. We are happy. Honestly, I am. Things are good. Things are good. There's hope for 2021, but I can't help looking at these stories. Now, here's another one. And this is another one. It's comical, the two realities. People who live in this alternate reality and are fine with it, who think that they're... So, Skylar Mack, I don't know if you've heard this story. Skylar Mack, 18-year-old college student, goes to the Cayman Islands. When you go to the Cayman Islands, you're supposed to take your COVID test. You wait for your results, and they quarantine you. They put there's a mandatory 14-day COVID-19 isolation for visitors. Mandatory 14-day isolation, okay? So she took a test in the United States. It came up negative. She took a test in the Cayman Islands. It came up negative. Now, that doesn't mean you don't quarantine. That mandatory 14-day COVID-19 isolation protocols for visitors. That is the law when you go to the Cayman Islands. It's clear. It's simple. Skylar figured it didn't apply to her because she's a young white woman. So after 2 days, she took off her tracker and went to see her boyfriend in his jet ski race. Well, Cayman Islands found her, and they put her in jail. They don't mess around with all that bail and wiggle. They put her in jail right away. So now she has a 4-month jail sentence. And of course, she's fighting it. Her family saying, she just wants to come home. She knows she made a mistake. She's hysterical right now. And her lawyer said that this would have a particularly harsh effect on her. Well, it should. It's jail. Now, what happened was they initially gave her community service, and people were like, oh, hell no, you broke the law. And another judge said, that's right, you broke the law, you're going to jail, and sentenced her to 4 months. And that's how it works. You're in another country. So they're going to Trump, and Trump's pardoning his friends. He ain't got time to worry about her. She ain't give no money. You want a pardon, you got to give up some cash. It's America. Pardons are for sale. Everyone knows that. Hell, I know that. Privilege? Can we say privilege? You go to another country, you violate a very simple law that's stated when you get there, and then you're like, oh my gosh, I have to go to jail? But that could have a very harsh effect on me. Well, that harsh effect would be don't break the law in other countries. That's the effect. That's how that works. Just a couple more things. I'm trying to keep it quick, you know, because it's the Christmas episode. but I had to find this because it didn't take long. So the COVID vaccine started last Monday. Let's look at the lies. Let's look at the stories floating around. And this isn't even counting Tucker Carlson lies. These are just internet lies. First one, that a Alabama nurse died as a result of receiving the COVID-19 vaccine. No. No, she didn't die. She did pass out. And what people are saying, this is what's really funny. People are making it personal. So like one person put, oh my God, I just found out my aunt is dead from taking the vaccine. Then another one, a nurse in Alabama was found dead 8 to 10 hours after taking the vaccine. And let's see. The truth is that two healthcare workers, and this is the truth, two healthcare workers in England suffered reactions from the vaccine, severe allergic reaction. So that was it. Two people in England got sick. My aunt in Alabama was a nurse and she died. I don't even know how you get from one to the other. Okay, here's another one. This is another one. And this one's going around from different places. Healthcare worker faking giving the COVID-19 vaccine in England with a, quote, disappearing needle. Yeah, the old disappearing needle trick. The truth. Oh, this is a good one. One tweet said, so far I've yet to see a real vaccine given to a patient. All fakes. May I present the disappearing needle? Well, what it is it's a collapsible safety syringe. So to prevent being stuck by a needle, safety syringes, they give the shot and then the needle retracts. That's all. It's a retractable needle, kind of like the plastic knives they use for fake stabbings in movies and so on. Yeah. Another fake needle story out of Toronto. They knew the needle was fake because fluid leaked out while she was being injected. Oh my gosh. Why isn't the skin irritated or red at the injection site? Over 45,000 views on this post. That's the fakest looking needle injection I've ever seen. Mind you, none of these people are like medical people. It's not like a nurse who gives injections all day saying that this looks fake. No, it's just random idiots. Now, somebody who does work, Gillian Howard from the University Health Network in Toronto, said it is not uncommon after receiving a vaccine that some of the vaccine will come back through the puncture made by the needle. So, a nurse practitioner at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston said that this type of leakage can happen. If the syringe isn't sufficiently tightened, it's something we see a lot. It's definitely not a fake needle. So you have medical people, nurse practitioners, etc., saying that it's not fake, but who would listen to them when somebody tweeted, they tweeted in all caps. Oh, that's why. Yeah. So that is the fakest needle I've ever seen, because they tweeted in all caps. Obviously an expert. In German television, it's a fake vaccine because they forgot the needle. And they're showing it. It's a QAnon conspiracy. They're showing it. Oh, you know those QAnons when they get going. Been viewed 80,000 times. The video is evidence that the vaccine and the pandemic are part of an elaborate hoax. Part of an elaborate hoax. So they came up with a fake pandemic, and now they have a fake vaccine to cure to protect you from the fake pandemic. The truth is that they had a rehearsal to show the security of vaccination centers on TV. Yeah, see, in TV, they do a thing they call rehearsing. So what they do is they set it up and they do it fake. And then the cameras come on and they do it real. That's how the magic works. So when you get video of the fake, yeah, because they didn't put a needle in because they were rehearsing, but not on QAnon. And on and on and on. So that's flying. And you know what? The people spreading these fake stories will be only too happy to take the vaccine, just like people like Pence and Rubio, who said it was fake, were right up there at the front of the line to take the vaccine. This other story, I think this is a good story. I'll leave it up to you what you think, but I think it's a good story. The federal government is suing Walmart over their role in the opioid crisis because Walmart pharmacies filled prescriptions that were potentially suspicious for these powerful painkillers, for Oxycontin and what. So basically what they have is they call them pill mills, and they get these fake kind of suspect prescriptions. They're written by doctors, but the doctors are getting paid. And they have a way of identifying. You might be prescribed too many pills, or the same doctors writing too many prescriptions, et cetera, et cetera. What the Justice Department is saying is that Walmart sold thousands of prescriptions, filled thousands of prescriptions for controlled substances that its pharmacies, quote, knew were invalid. Of course, Walmart's saying that these doctors were certified by the federal government, so it's not their fault, but they're saying you knew. And here's the thing, the law does say that pharmacies are responsible for not filling suspicious prescriptions. The U.S. attorney in Colorado says that Walmart knew its distribution centers were using an inadequate system for detecting and reporting suspicious orders. And here's the thing. For years, Walmart reported virtually no suspicious orders at all. So that in itself would be suspicious. The idea that you're Walmart, you're the biggest retailer in the world, definitely biggest in the country. You operate over 5,000 pharmacies, and you're not reporting any suspicious prescriptions. That in itself is suspicious. I'm surprised the federal government's going after Walmart, but I think it's good news. Listen, we can't stop the opioid crisis, but we people who are complicit in it and making money from it, they can be penalized. I'm all for it. So that's enough of that. Look, I'm putting down my news right now, literally putting down the news. I want to say, have a happy holiday. Listen, 2020 has kicked our ass every way there can be. There's a video going around. I wish I had it right here, but this PR company made a video. Just Google F2020. And don't put in an F, because the F stands for fuck 2020. And they actually set a Guinness World Record for the most fucks in one video. It's actually really funny. So Google it. Check it out. Look for a laugh. Look for a laugh. You got to laugh at 2020. Like I say, the murder hornets. That's when I knew we were gone. We weren't scared of the murder hornets. The murder hornets came and we only asked if they had toilet paper. It has been tragic how many people have been lost. These lives, every one of them, are real lives, real people. People with families, people with friends, people, you know, I read something that was really sad. It hit me. It said everyone who died today had plans for this afternoon. Everyone that died this morning had plans for the afternoon. And of course, it's not true of every single person, but you know what they meant. You hear medical people over and over talk about how people come in seemingly with cold symptoms and they never go home. It's been a bad year. Unemployment, furloughs, people losing their homes, businesses going under, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So 2020 has been hard. Look for some funny at the end of the year. Look for something to share it with your family. Stay safe. The COVIDiots are losing. Thank God. We're here. We're here. 2020 is over. We made it. I wish you the merriest of Christmas. Happy Kwanzaa. I'm going to say Happy New Year now because I don't think there'll be a show next week. The studio's shutting down for a week. In January, I should have. We're working on something now. I hope to have some great news for you. It's great news for me. I hope you consider it great news, too, because you're listening. So I know you like me. I appreciate you. Happy holidays. Who's paying attention? You guys are. Over 300 episodes. I'm humbled and flattered by that. Comedy will come back. Live shows will come back. The vaccine will be distributed. The vaccine is going to work. We're going to be okay. New administration and on and on and on. Look for the good. I will simply say, someone asked me my New Year's resolution, and I will simply say what someone told me. Be kind. Let's be kind to each other. I'm going to find some good news. Keep laughing, people. I love you. Happy holidays.